U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after smashing a door and storming inside, prompting tear gas and sounds of gunfire. Edward Uranian files this report from Cairo.
The mob of angry attackers Tuesday used crowbars and street signs to smash the steel doors of the U.S. Embassy. One leader of the pro-Iranian Shiite militia group spearheading the demonstration, Qais al-Khuzali of the Asahab Ahl al-Haq militia, claimed that the United States is responsible for most of Iraq's woes. He says that this is the embassy of plotting, spying, and all projects aimed at destroying Iraq. Iraqi media reported that government security forces did not intervene to stop protesters from breaching either the heavily fortified Green Zone where the U.S. embassy is located. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
On Monday, Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi condemned the strikes, warning in a statement that the U.S. actions were unacceptable and will have dangerous consequences. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports that the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past weekend. A Sudanese court on Monday sentenced 27 members of the country's security forces to death by hanging for torturing and killing a detained protester. The verdict, which can be appealed, was the first connected to the killing of more than 200 pro-democracy protesters. This is VOA News. A Chinese court sentenced a scientist who created the first gene-edited babies to 3 years in prison on Monday. David Doyle reports.
A scientist who created the world's first gene-edited babies was jailed for 3 years on Monday on the charge of illegally practicing medicine, according to China's official Xinhua news agency. He Jiankui triggered a backlash when he announced in November 2018 that he had used gene-editing technology to change the genes of twin girls.
That this result?
That procedure was to protect them from getting the AIDS virus in the future. The court also handed lesser sentences to Zhang Renli and Qin Jinzhou for having conspired with her in his work. The court was quoted as saying the three, in seeking fame and wealth, deliberately violated national regulations in scientific research, adding that they had crossed the bottom line of medical and scientific research ethics.
That's David Doyle reporting. Former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, who was under strict bail conditions not to leave Japan, has fled to Lebanon. Libby Hogan reports.
Ghosn confirmed the news on Tuesday, saying in a statement he refused to be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system. He also denied fleeing justice. Ghosn was awaiting trial in Tokyo on charges of financial misconduct, and it's unclear how he left the country. Japan does not have an extradition treaty with Lebanon, making it unlikely he could be forced to return to face trial. Nissan says internal investigations found a trail of misconduct.
A firearms instructor and reserve sheriff's deputy is being credited with protecting a Texas congregation from a gunman who opened fire during Sunday services. Jack Wilson fired a single shot at the assailant who attacked the West Freeway Church of Christ in the Fort Worth area town of White Settlement. Two people were killed out of more than 240 congregants in the church at the time. Authorities identified the gunman Monday as 43-year-old Keith Thomas Kanunen. His motive was under investigation. There's an increase.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the people in this country have to address a frightening trend.
The current state of hate in America has been
machete to wound five people, one critically, as they celebrated Hanukkah at their rabbi's home north of New York City. The other involved a fatal shooting in a Texas church yesterday.
And that is Tim McGuire reporting. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.